to Increase Podcast Radio, the space where boldness meets brilliance and authority meets assignment. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, and today I'm talking to every visionary, every leader, every kingdom entrepreneur who's ever watered themselves down to fit into a room. Today's message is simple. Stop conforming. Start commanding. Let's go. Let me get this out early. God didn't call you to blend in. He called you to take dominion. And that starts with how you walk into every room, every board meeting, every event, every client call. You're not there to adjust to the atmosphere. You're there to shift it. Let me tell you what I've learned over years of leading, speaking, and building. Rooms don't remember polite. Rooms remember power. They remember presence. They remember people who walk in knowing exactly who they are and what they carry. Some of you are losing influence, not because you're unqualified, but because you're quiet when you should be clear. Let me take you back. Years ago, I was invited to speak at a corporate event full of high-level execs. I was one of the only women, and definitely the only spirit-filled, bold, unapologetic Black woman in the room. Before I went up, someone actually said, "Keep calm and professional, okay? This crowd is a little conservative." Now, listen, I believe in wisdom, but what they were really saying was, "Don't be you." And I had a choice. I could shrink to fit their expectations, or I could stand in my authority and let God do the rest. I stood up, took that mic, and let the fire flow. Not only did they thank me, they invited me back. Why? Because authenticity commands attention. Here's the hard truth. You don't need permission to walk in power. You need posture. Too many of y'all are waiting to be approved when heaven already appointed you. You think if you're quiet enough, humble enough, likable enough, you'll finally be accepted. But let me be real with you. The rooms that require you to shrink will never be the ones that build your legacy. You were not created to accommodate their insecurity. You were created to activate their destiny. Let's get practical. Here are 5 ways to start commanding the room starting now. 1, speak from truth, not tension. Say what needs to be said with boldness. Don't dilute your brilliance to avoid conflict. 2, own your energy. When you walk in, don't apologize. Let your presence announce what your mouth hasn't said yet. 3, dress for the destiny you carry. People respond to what they see before they hear what you say. Let's show up like royalty. 4, control the conversation. Ask powerful questions. Redirect shallow discussions to meaningful dialogue. 5, pray before you enter authority. Doesn't start at the table. It starts in the spirit. I don't step into any room without prayer. Let me tell you what happens when you stop conforming. You become magnetic. You draw the right clients. You attract divine partnerships. You walk with ease instead of effort. You don't have to fake confidence when you walk in your God-given authority. You don't need approval when you have assignment. Stop explaining yourself. Stop apologizing for being bold. Stop toning down your genius to accommodate mediocrity. Remember this, you didn't walk into that room by chance. You were sent. Sent to lead, sent to shift, sent to speak. That business deal, that podcast interview, that networking mixer, that coaching call, sent. Stop acting like a guest when you were called to be a governing voice. This week, I want you to practice boldness in real time. 1, go somewhere that once intimidated you and own the space. 2, rewrite your elevator pitch to reflect power, not passiveness. 3, wear something that makes you feel unstoppable. 4, say no to one opportunity that doesn't align with who you are, because the more you practice authority, the less you tolerate approval addiction. Listen to me, you are a climate changer, not a crowd pleaser. When you walk in a room, things should shift. People should pay attention. Atmospheres should elevate. And if they don't, then it's time for you to build your own room. Stop waiting for a seat at their table when God called you to build your own throne room of impact. So the next time you walk in, don't shrink. Straighten your back, lift your chin, and say with your presence, "I belong here," and everything in this room is about to shift. That's it for today's powerful download on Increase Podcast Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnam, reminding you to walk like God sent you, because he did. Don't forget to subscribe, share this message, and stay connected at increasemagazine.com/podcast. Until next time, may you command every room you enter and experience increase in every area of your life.